WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things social confidence. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and suddenly feel like everyone else's life is perfect? Like they're winning at every level while you're just, well, scrolling? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, let's dive into the fascinating, and sometimes frustrating, world of social media and its impact on our mental health and self-esteem. It's a topic that affects us all, so buckle up, because we're about to get real. First things first, social media can be an incredible tool for connection and inspiration. Seriously, it allows us to connect with people across the globe, discover new ideas, and build communities around shared passions. But here's the catch, it can also become a bit of a double-edged sword. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that highlight reel phenomenon where everyone's showcasing their best moments while hiding the messy bits? It can leave us feeling inadequate, anxious, and even envious. So how do we navigate this digital landscape without letting it negatively impact our mental well-being? Let's break down some key takeaways. Number 1. Remember that social media is curated reality, not real life. What you see online is often a carefully constructed version of someone's experience, designed to project a certain image. It's important to recognize this and avoid comparing your behind-the-scenes to their highlight reel. Second, be mindful of the content you consume. If you find yourself constantly feeling negative or inadequate after scrolling through certain accounts, it might be time to unfollow them. You have the power to curate your own feed, fill it with inspiring people, uplifting content, and things that genuinely make you happy. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your relationships, your talents, your experiences. Focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your mindset from one of comparison to one of contentment. Fourth, remember that real connection happens offline. Don't let social media become a substitute for face-to-face interactions. Make time to connect with loved ones in person, engage in meaningful conversations, and build genuine relationships. Finally, take breaks. It's easy to get sucked into the endless scroll, but it's important to unplug regularly. Give yourself permission to disconnect from social media for a few hours each day. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time in nature, or simply enjoy some quiet time. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented college student who spends most of her free time scrolling through Instagram. She constantly compares herself to other students who seem to have it all figured out, the perfect career paths, the amazing travel experiences, the flawless social lives. This constant comparison leaves Sarah feeling inadequate and insecure about her own life. One day, Sarah decides to take a break from social media for a week. Instead of scrolling, she spends time with friends, explores new hobbies, and focuses on her studies. She rediscovers the joy of connecting with people in real life, pursuing her passions, and appreciating the beauty of everyday moments. By stepping away from the curated world of Instagram, Sarah realizes that true happiness comes from within and that comparing herself to others only steals her own joy. So there you have it, social media can be a powerful tool, but it's important to use it wisely. Remember, your worth isn't determined by likes or followers, but by the unique qualities that make you, well, you. Cultivate your self-esteem, nurture your mental health, and remember that real life is happening offline too. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the message of social confidence and well-being together. And be sure to join me tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and real talk. Until then, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.